This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I'm here with Larry Stoller, who's the National Sales and Sponsorship, I'm going to call you VP. You're the head of all things marketing at In Country TV.
Well, Joanna, that's actually larger than what you really should say. I kind of view myself as just working on a national sales to help secure both programming and advertising for the network, which is a lot of fun.
Well, I think there's some interesting parallels. You know, we're here at, you're a judge for the student competition. You've done this for several years. And the students have been tasked to come up with a product and then create a full-scale marketing, advertising, you know, media plan. And in-country TV is actually a new concept, or fairly new concept.
We are.
So tell us a little bit, Larry, about in-country TV.
Well, in-country launched about a year and a half ago, and initially on the Dish network platform. And initially it was only hunting and fishing shows, outdoor motorsports and adventures. But here in 2010, the focus is really to bring in-country television to the next level of really trying to fulfill its full vision of being everything country for folks who both live, work, and just love the country lifestyle. So what you're going to start seeing, Joanna, is a blend of genres with both agricultural production programming, rural lifestyle, entertainment. We'll still keep the hunting and fishing shows, the outdoor adventures and motorsports. And it's really just a lot of fun to be a part of something that is new and growing.
Well, how did you come to be a part of this, to become a judge for the student competition?
Well, you know what? As we all know, in business, relationships are king, right? And having worked with Darren Johnson before at a former agency that we both worked together, he sought me out 3 years ago. So this is my third year now judging. And it's hard to say no to a friend, but I got to tell you that in one sense, it's like work to judge these entries, because the college students today, they are very bright, and it's obvious reading the plans and watching the presentations that they do put a lot of work into it. And it's hard to really select only one or two out of each heat because they're all very competitive.
So why do you think it's, you know, so important for students to be involved in this competition? I mean, what's the top thing you think that they're actually taking out of participating?
You know what? I really wish I would have had the chance when I was at Purdue to participate, because this gives students really something tangible. I mean, when you're in college, we all know what it's like, right? And you're in your books and you're kind of wondering, what am I going to do when I grow up, kind of thing, which, frankly, I'm still kind of wondering what I'm going to do when I grow up. But this project really gives students a chance to do something real world. What does it really take? Forget all the book learning. What really goes into bringing a product to market or a service? And what goes into it from a market analysis standpoint? Does the idea even have legs or merit, as we would say, right? What is going on in the competition about the pricing and distribution? How are we going to promote this product or service? How are we going to differentiate? I mean, truly, it's one thing to sit around a table over a beverage and joke, but, you know, when you really are putting money behind a project, a product or service, and you're being paid to do it, right? How are we really going to make a difference? And how are we going to establish goals and meet those objectives? So it really does give students a chance. Of course, they're not being paid to do this, but to at least, like, under a trial basis, get a feel for what it's really like to work for a marketing company.
So, Larry, what's your biggest piece of advice for these students as they get ready for tomorrow?
Number one, I would encourage them to be well-rested. Don't, you know, do their normal collegiate thing late at night. But truly, at this point, I mean, they've already put in 7-9 months or whatever, you know, planning and working on this and just spending, I know, I'm sure, a lot of hours and plus presenting to their local chapter and other students in college. at this point, you know what, the best thing is just to get some good rest and just rely on their instincts at this point, because they've already done their work, so just to go out and do it.
So is it too late for them to add in-country to their media mix?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Joanna, because as I'm reading these entries, it's kind of funny how I don't see any television year one in all these launches. And I'm thinking, what better way to really create some major awareness? And you know what? TV isn't for everything, but for a lot of products, especially when you go across a large regional, let alone national geography, you know, a network like in-country really could help make a difference on building awareness for their products.
Great. Thanks, Ari.
You're welcome.